When you are in a situation and there is no human way to fix it, that is not the time to throw in the towel. That is the time to seek a word from the Lord.
Dr. Tony Evans says we sometimes have to fall all the way down before we ever start looking up.
You're actually positioned to hear a word from the Lord.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. We all face times in life when we take stock of the challenges facing us, look at our resources, throw up our hands, and say, I got nothing. Today, Dr. Evans will explain why nothing is exactly what you need. Let's join him as he explains.
2 Kings chapter 4. Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. We got a woman with a problem. In fact, she has a multiplicity of problems. Her life is one big problem. Have you ever been in a situation where everything is wrong? Well, this lady is in an everything is wrong situation. First of all, she's in emotional pain. Her husband has died. So she not only has to deal with this loss, she has to deal with loneliness that comes because a mate that she had known for however long is no longer there. She's a widow. We have to deal with financial problems. It says in verse 1 that the creditors have come to take her two children to be his slaves. This was a common habit in the Near East where boys particularly would be taken until debt was paid to serve or work for the person that the parent owed. So this lady is in debt and is in so much debt that she could lose her two children, which all we've just done is complicated her emotional pain. Because now she's not only lost her husband, she's about to lose her children because she can't pay her bills. She's in physical pain. We know she's in physical pain because in verse 2, she's asked, what does she have in the house? And she says, all she has is a jar of oil. So we don't, old Mother Hubbard has nothing in the cupboard. So that means there's hunger. She's in spiritual pain. She's in spiritual pain because she says, you know your servant, verse 1, that is my husband, feared the Lord. And yet the Lord he feared took him. That's why she goes to the prophet, Elisha. She's going to a spiritual person because she's facing a spiritual crisis. It's bad enough when there's one thing wrong. But when one thing leads to another thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing, and everything is wrong. I mean, you want to throw in the towel. We might call this a desperate situation. We're told, however, at the beginning of verse 1, that she cried out to Elisha. Why? Because even though it had to do with death, and even though it had to do with kids, and even though it had to do with money, and even though it had to do with emotional struggle, she knew she needed to get an answer from the Lord. See, the prophet was the spokesperson of God. His job was to take God's truth, give it to God's people in a way that applied to their need. The prophet was one of the most relevant people in biblical days because the prophet's job was to be specific with regard to God's word. The prophet didn't just say what God said. The prophet applied what God said to the various situations that God's people faced. And when you're in this kind of crisis, you don't want a general answer. Hearing that Jesus is going to fix it is nice when you're not going through nothing. But when you got a specific problem and you need a specific answer, you want a specific word from God. Well, the goal of the prophet was to give, whether collectively or individually, the word from God. And she wanted to know, what is God's solution to this mess? This is when you know, when you've really reached your place of desperation. You've really reached your place of desperation when you're looking for God's solution and nobody else's. Now, I don't know, the story doesn't tell us, whether she had tried some other things. I don't know whether she went to the bank first, say, can I get a loan? I don't know whether she went to the guy first and said, please don't take my sons. And I don't know what she may have done first. All I know is when we read about her, she's hot after an answer from God. When you are in a situation and there is no solution, that is not the time to throw in the towel. That is the time to seek a word from the Lord. A word from God that has your name written on it. Elijah asked her in verse 2, what shall I do for you? What's your need? What's your circumstance? Tell me, he says, what do you have in your house? Now, she's basically said nothing. But she remembers there is one thing in her house. Your maidservant has nothing in the house except. It's that word, except. I got a little jar of oil that you cook with, that you bake with. I don't have anything to bake. I don't have anything to cook. But I have a jar of oil. That's all I have. Now, she's talking to the prophet. The prophet's job is to give a word from God. He hears that she has a jar of oil. Then he said, the prophet, go, borrow vessels at large for yourself from all your neighbors, even empty vessels. And do not get a few. And you shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour out into all these vessels, and you shall set aside what is full. Now, let's start out right now. That don't make no sense. Can I say that right off the bat? That don't make any, that doesn't, excuse me. Let me move back from Ebonics here. That makes absolutely no sense. I told you, she probably would have been rolling the neck at that point. I told you I have nothing except a jar of oil. The prophet comes up with a this doesn't make sense solution. He says, you have nothing. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go to your neighbors and collect their nothing. Go to your neighbor and ask them for all the jars or the containers that they have nothing in them. Collect emptiness. I'm actually going somewhere, so stay with me. You are empty, except this little jar of oil. I want you to find all the empty things you can find from all the neighbors from which you can get them. And let's fill your house with more of what you already have, nothing. In fact, let's not just bring more nothing. Don't bring a little bit of nothing, bring a lot of nothing. He says, don't bring a few. The problem here is that this does not make sense. This does not seem to have any connection at all with my problem. I thought, it's like Naaman. Naaman said, I thought he was going to come out and do something else. He wasn't going to tell me to wash in the Jordan River. That does not make sense. Okay, now. When you are desperate and things don't make sense, you're actually positioned to hear a word from the Lord.
But those seemingly senseless instructions can lead to miraculous results, as Dr. Evans will tell us when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, check into getting a copy of Tony's featured teaching series for this month called The Comeback. This 10-message collection will teach you how to turn around key areas of your life where you've been stuck, areas like your finances, your family, your career, and more. You'll learn how God can bring you your own personal revival and give you spiritual insight and wisdom. For a limited time, we're making this life-changing collection available on CD as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on the station. And if we hear from you right away, we'll send it to you with something extra, the Kingdom Family Devotional, a 52-week journey through the most important concepts of the Christian faith. Each week covers a different topic like salvation, spiritual warfare, prayer, forgiveness, discipleship, and so on. Then there's specific inspiration and instruction for each weekday. Simple enough to keep the kids engaged, but meaty enough to challenge mom and dad, too. But this special double offer won't last long. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. I'll have our contact information for you again later on. But right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
She does exactly what he says. It says that she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. Now, this lady exercises faith in the prophet, believing that he was giving her a word from the Lord. This is the assessment that every person has to make in a desperate situation. Is what I am hearing God's word to me through whatever the vehicle is that's bringing it? That is the question you have to answer. Because if you miss it, then you're missing the miraculous. If she were to dismiss Elijah because it didn't make sense, if she were to dismiss Elijah because he didn't even offer a counseling session for her problem, he just said, "What you got?" He said, take the little that you've got and then go privately and shut the door. He tells her, shut the door. In other words, whatever God was going to do, he was going to do in private. This was not going to be public. This was not going to be known all over the place, at least initially. This was going to be God's private work in her. She comes to God because she's desperate. She comes to God because there is no solution she can come up with on her own. Every exit is blocked. And she presents her emptiness to God. So here's the first thing I want you to catch. The fuller you are, the less God can do for you. The fuller you are, the less God can do for you. Because you are too self-sufficient. Much of what God wants to do to us, through us, in us, and with us, he can't get to because we are too full already. We are not empty enough, meaning dependent enough on him. We have become self-sufficient. Now, it shows up in a million different ways, but it all shows up in the same way, and that is seeking human solutions to spiritual problems. Whenever you choose a human route to address a spiritual need, you have presented your fullness to God and not your emptiness. God wants to see your dependency, your emptiness, your lack of self-sufficiency, because then he can become your sufficiency and therefore he can get the glory. Like eating junk food that may fill you up with no nutritional value, but it gets in the way of the real stuff. She collects emptiness from her neighbors. Now, in order to do this, she's had to go and send word to her neighbor directly or through her son, I need all your empty pots. She had to go to them. She had to go beyond herself. She couldn't sit in her house, sit, soak, and sour about how bad things are. She couldn't sit beside herself and inquire and complain and fuss and cuss. She had to go outside and talk to neighbors. In other words, she had to get involved with somebody else. See, one of the problems that we have, because we see the world collapsing on us, we think we are the world. She had to think bigger than herself in order to help herself. Because the answer to her problem was in the house of her neighbors. But if she didn't want to deal with neighbors, if she wasn't in the people, if she was too proud to beg and not say to her neighbors, the prophet told me that I need to ask you for your empty vessel. If she was unwilling to stretch herself beyond her house, she wouldn't have had any empty vessels. When you are in your deepest need, God doesn't want you just focused on you. Because the tendency is, when I'm bad off, the only thing that matters is me. When you're bad off, God wants to do something with you and then through you that will benefit somebody else. In other words, God is preparing you to become a ministry so that you can, as 2 Corinthians 1 says, comfort others with the comfort wherein you have been comforted. That he wants to do something in you and do something to you so he can do something through you. And it came about when the vessels were full. Now we got a massive jump between verse 5 and verse 6. In fact, we got a massive jump between the first 5 verses and verse 6. The lady only has one jar of oil. She goes and collects all the empty vessels of all the neighbors that she could possibly gather. And it says that she began to pour her one jar into the empty vessels until every empty vessel was full. Now, how can you do that? If you got a jar and you pour out a jar, all you can do is pour out what you have. You know what that meant? That meant God kept refilling her jar so that she could keep filling other jars. Until all the emptiness that had been accumulated was now full. But the emptiness that was accumulated wasn't in her stuff. The emptiness that was accumulated was in other folks' stuff. No, you didn't get that. She's pouring out of her stuff in the stuff of other folk who don't belong to her. Those vessels belong to the neighbors. But now the vessels that she got from the neighbors are empty. They are full of her oil. How did she get that much oil? Only a supernatural provision of God. But watch this. The supernatural provision of God didn't come to her until she had other vessels to share it with. As long as she only had it in her jar, she only had a jar's worth. But when she accumulated the emptiness of others and did not selfishly look at her situation only, but out of an act of faith, collected that which belongs to somebody else, their jars got what she had. Like the boy with the fish and the barley loaves, when he gave it to Jesus and Jesus said a prayer on it, Jesus fed 5,000, not counting women and children. That's probably over 20,000 people. But in order for it to be multiplied, he had to be willing to give it up. In your desperation, that is the time to give it up. Whatever it is you want from God, give to him. That's the principle of Luke 6:38. Whatever you want from him, give it to him. So she is pouring and pouring and pouring. when the vessels were full, verse 6 says, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. Oh, she's getting into this. She's saying, this ain't bad. Long as I was here by myself, I had this one jar. Woe is me. All of a sudden, she's getting into this. Come on, boy, where's the next one? Keep this thing flowing. So her, not only has her situation changed, her emotion has changed. She's feeling differently. She's feeling this thing. And he said to his mother, there is not one vessel more. Here it is. And the oil stopped. The oil stopped for her when it could not be provided to anybody else. The oil didn't keep coming to her when it would stop with her. The oil kept coming with to her as long as she could keep it going in other empty vessels. So she filled, I'm sure at this point she's wishing, boy, I should have gone to some more neighbors. This stuff keeps on, it keeps on coming. She collects the emptiness. She not only is looking at her pain, she's actually inadvertently addressing the pain around her. The oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God. She came to the prophet and said, oh, guess what? You would not believe it. He probably would have. Because he's the one who told her to do it. And he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. And you and your sons can live on the rest. That's huge. In 7 verses, we've gone from a beggar to an entrepreneur. But did this idea come from the MBA degree? Did this idea come from, you know, their schooling or their education? Uh-uh. This idea came because this woman listened to the prophet. In other words, the prophet gave her a divine approach to dealing with a real life situation.
If you're going through a time of emptiness right now, stay with us. Dr. Evans will come back with a closing prayer just for you. First, though, a reminder, you can get the full-length version of today's lesson as a part of Tony's current series, The Comeback, including a lot of material we didn't have time to present on the air. And remember, as our thank you gift, when you make any contribution toward Tony's ministry, we'll send you this entire 10-message CD collection plus the 52-week Kingdom Family Devotional I told you about earlier. Make a point of visiting us today at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. While you're there, you can browse through our huge collection of resources and maybe even win a free trip for you and a guest to the Holy Land with Tony this November. You can enter our Israel sweepstakes when you pre-order Tony's upcoming book that picks up where our current series leaves off. It's called Your Comeback, a look at why your best, most spiritually energized days are ahead, no matter what's in your past. The sweepstakes ends May 5th. No purchase is necessary, and complete rules are online at tonyevans.org, along with details on pre-ordering your book. That's tonyevans.org, or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is always standing by to help you. 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back to lead us in a closing word of prayer.
Father, I right now want to pray for all of our extended family and friends, those who benefit from our ministry, those who pray for our ministry, those who support our ministry. I want to thank you for them. Lord, I pray for those who are really going through it. Remind them that you are bigger than what they're going through, and give birth to something special. Give them good news in a bad day. So, Lord, we give you the glory for how you're going to work in your people and how you're going to use us, the Ministry of the Urban Alternative, to touch their lives for good and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.